Hey, Bill. Did Mr. Jonathan leave word of how long he gonna be away in Savannah?
Gotta be more than a couple days, I reckons. First, them poor devils gotta be paraded front of all them fancy white rich folks, being poked and prodded, and much worse.
You know if Mr. Jonathan take young Charlie with him?
No, he did not. Ain't no call for the sweet innocence like that to be witnessing such ugly business.
Morning, Miss Isabel.
Morning, ladies.
Say, Miss Isabel, how many folks do you reckon Mr. Jonathan gonna bring back with him from Savannah?
Child, can nobody know about such things as them? All we got to do is keep praying. Well, you done fixing them ovens yet?
Just be a moment, Isabel.
Listen, Agnes, stop gulping at that pot like it gonna boil any quicker that way. Now go and get me 5 jar peaches from the larder, and Belle, when you're done fiddling with them ovens, follow Agnes and bring out all them cold potatoes from yesterday.
On my way now, Isabel.
Now then, I got to get fixing that coffee.
Hey, Adisa. Over here a minute.
What is it, Cal?
Something ain't quite right on this side here.
Okay, let me see.
See how it ain't locking on this side? Same as the other? Seems to be missing a hook here.
Yeah, I see, Cal. Damn.
Should we get another from the spare then?
Yeah. Tell you what, though, Cal. You stay here with Bronson and I'll go get it. Be back soon.
Matthew, what time is it now?
Just about 7:25. Why?
Hold on there, Jonathan. Where are you going?
Johnson Square, of course. Maybe I can catch Brian before he leaves. If I'm not back in over an hour, then come look for me there.
Jonathan, I...
Sorry. I'm most dreadfully sorry.
I must apologize for my friend's clumsiness, ma'am. I assure you he's not usually so reckless.
Hold up there a minute, Simon.
Halt!
That has to be it there, Matthew.
Looks one heck of a depressing place, doesn't it?
I'll say.
Well, let's get this over with.
Over there then, Simon.
Very good, Mr. J.
Giddy up! Halt!
Mr. Stedman?
Yes, and you would be Mr. Dawson.
Indeed I would, sir. Welcome to this fine establishment. Come on inside. My cousin is waiting for you.
Yeah, that should do it. On your way then, Cal.
Okay then, Bronson, old boy. You ready? Here we go then. Giddy up.
Hey, go easy on those hooks, brother. We don't have an endless supply of them, you know. Hey, Cal, you do understand. If you don't meet Danielle exactly halfway, I'll have to cut your wages, right?
I'll give you the shirt off my back then.
Hey, that'll do nicely, Cal.
Sure thing, but you have to wait till summer comes around.
Very good, Cal. But by then, it'll have cost you your pants as well.
Can't hear ya.
What was that, brother?
Nope, nothing coming through.